The people of Israel gathered at Gilgal after Saul's great victory over the Ammonites, and there they offered sacrifices to God and held a great celebration. Saul was solemnly confirmed as king by the prophet Samuel in the presence of the Lord. Samuel himself had been judge in Israel and had served God and the nation as the religious and political leader since his youth. But now he was old, and the people had been given another leader. So while the Israelites were gathered at Gilgal, Samuel bade farewell to the nation. He would, however, continue to be prophet and priest in Israel. "Now you have a king as your leader," he said to the people. "As for me, I am old and gray. I have been your judge from my youth until this day. Have I wronged anyone by cheating or accepting a bribe? Have I unlawfully taken anything from you or oppressed you? If I have, I will make it right." The people replied, "You have done no wrong. The Lord is witness, you have harmed no one." Then Samuel reminded the people of all that the Lord had done for their forefathers since the days of Moses and Aaron up to the present time, and how the Israelites had constantly forsaken the Lord their God to worship idols. In spite of their unfaithfulness, God had always been ready to forgive and deliver them when they repented and returned to the Lord. Now they wanted to be like all the other nations and have a king to rule over them. "Even though the Lord your God was king," said Samuel. "Here is the king you asked for. See, the Lord has set a king over you. If you fear the Lord and obey him, if both you and your king serve the Lord and do not rebel against his commands, well and good. But if you do not follow the Lord your God, then his hand will be against you, as it was against your fathers." Then Samuel told the people that God was going to give them a sign so that they would realize what an evil thing they had done in asking for a king and rejecting God as their ruler. "Is it not wheat harvest now?" he said. "I will call upon the Lord to send thunder and rain. Stand still and see the great thing the Lord is about to do before your very eyes." Thunder and rain in late June and early July during the wheat harvest was so rare as to be miraculous, even more so if there were no prior indications of a storm and it occurred entirely by the word of the Lord through the prophet. Samuel called upon the Lord, and that same day God sent thunder and rain. So the people stood in awe of the Lord and of Samuel. They begged the prophet to pray for them, thinking they might die. "For we have added to all our other sins the evil of asking for a king," they said. "Do not be afraid," Samuel replied. "Far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord by failing to pray for you. And I will teach you the way that is good and right. But if you forsake the Lord, both you and your king will be swept away." Sometime later, Jonathan, Saul's eldest son, attacked a Philistine outpost, and war broke out between Israel and the Philistines. Saul had the trumpets blown throughout the land, summoning the people to join him at Gilgal. The Philistines assembled to fight Israel at Michmash, in the heart of the country. They had a very great army of foot soldiers and 3,000 chariots. When the men of Israel saw that their situation was critical, they were very afraid. Saul and his army had been told to wait for Samuel 7 days at Gilgal, as the prophet was to offer sacrifices to the Lord before the battle. Saul waited 7 days, but Samuel did not come. His troops were quaking with fear. Many of them fled and hid in caves and thickets and among the rocks. Some even crossed the Jordan to go to the land of Gad and Gilead. On the 7th day, seeing that his army was dispersing and that Samuel had not arrived, Saul decided to offer the sacrifices and burnt offering himself. In doing so, he transgressed the law of God, as only the priests could offer sacrifices. Just as he finished making the offering, Samuel arrived, and Saul went out to greet him. "What have you done?" asked the prophet. Saul replied that his men were scattering, so he felt compelled to offer the burnt offering. "You acted foolishly," Samuel said. "If you had kept the command the Lord your God gave you, he would have established your kingdom for all time, but now it will not endure. The Lord has sought out a man after his own heart to make him leader of his people, because you have not kept the Lord's command." Then Samuel left Gilgal and went to Gibeah. This was the beginning of Saul's downfall. Next episode, Saul's second disobedience.